Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A little NFL and some Chiefs, as you heard right there, Chiefs-Texans right here on 96.5 The Fan Sunday night. Josh Klingler will be on the sidelines. First, I don't know, you'll have to tell me, is this the first real, real cold game that he's had of the year? And then, I don't know, have you had to use much winter gear so far on the sideline?
Not really. I think, was it Denver? I think I had the, you know, I had the battery turned on the vest,
just to
warm a little bit. Didn't, you know, really need it, but this will be the first real cold weather game, I'm guessing. Maybe the last too, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
I suppose Christmas could be that way too, but everything else looks pretty good weather-wise, so we'll see.
I imagine you weren't surprised to see the numbers came out today, that Thanksgiving game in Dallas that you were at, 57.2 million viewers. It just shattered the record.
Well, and then it helped too. That was a good game, right? Close game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it helped too. The Chiefs were trailing, trying to nobody minds probably seeing the Chiefs on the ropes right now too. So all that tied together. Cowboys always draw a big number. Chiefs in some trouble. The only game going. Yeah, that's a massive, massive day.
What do you think about the early signs for the offensive line? No Jawan Taylor, or at least at practice today. If a game got played today, the starting offensive line would be Wanye at left tackle, obviously Kingsley and Creed in the middle, and then Caliendo and Jalen Moore. That's just a problem against the Texans, but also, is it the right idea to start Wanye at left tackle when you know the better left tackle is Jalen Moore?
I'm just wondering if that's not Wanye's best spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it probably falls into maybe that category, like which spot are you most comfortable with him playing, right or left? And it might be left for him. I'm not sure how that kind of breaks down. But, yeah, you're talking about three backup offensive linemen against the Texans front. That's a scary proposition, right? That's a scary proposition when healthy. We've seen this defensive line of the Texans be kind of their strength. And obviously I think that is a key to, they can be game wreckers. They can change the face of this game. And so if you're playing with three backup offensive linemen, that could be a long day at the office. So keeping Patrick upright, giving him good lanes to run or pass will be key, and trying to keep those pass rushers at bay. Wouldn't have been easy even with the starters, let alone with non-starters.
When you look at what they, like, I guess they can do offensively, is it just too late to figure out play action, bootleg stuff, move the pocket stuff, the kind of things teams do when they have a bad offensive line, Kling? Are they too firm in what they do offensively to try to do things that normal offenses might do in order to take the pass rush away?
Yeah, I don't think so, because I think we've seen, you know, Patrick be comfortable moving the pocket. And at times it's because he bails really fast, but it's easy to be able to do that for him. So no, I think you could probably incorporate some things. Although, you know what, I'm not saying this in a bad way, but the Chiefs are stubborn at times too, right? Like, we do what we do. And until they show that, you know, that offensive line can't handle it, we're not going to vastly change things. So they may try to go out and we're just going to do, you know, next man up. not worry about limitations. We're going to play as if these plays are going to work, and we're going to run those things. But yeah, I think they could accommodate that line a little bit by moving the pocket. And hopefully they indeed do, if that's the case, because I think they need to keep that defensive line off kilter. To me, that's the biggest storyline going into this game is, are you going to let that defensive line be the story of the game, or can you keep them at bay and change the narrative?
100%. I'm with you there, because on the offensive side for Houston, Kling, and I'm sure you've started your prep for them, like, I don't think that Texans offense is all that good. We know C.J. Stroud just came back. Davis Mills was actually pretty effective when he was starting as well. C.J. Stroud still has not looked like the same guy from a year or two ago when he was obviously one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Yeah, no. And just coming back as well. I mean, if he'd been playing the entire season, it might be a different story, but he's out for a while and now is playing in his second game back. He was okay last week in coming back. But yeah, there's not a lot that scares you necessarily about this offense. I mean, Nick Chubb isn't the Cleveland version, right? So they're older at running back. They don't scare me as much offensively. They scare me defensively. They scare me up front defensively. And then, so to me, it's the lines, and it's, can the Chiefs defensive line create pressure and get after Stroud and fluster him and maybe force some turnovers, which his defense has not been great at doing all season long. And then can the Chiefs offensive line hold up on the other side? So it's kind of a simple game to me this week. It's about the trenches and who's going to win the line of scrimmage.
How hard of a time are you having on quitting the team? As in, like, well, I don't know how they can win five games in a row, because there's a huge part of me, Kling, that is a difficult sentence to accept, just knowing what they've been and what they've done in their history versus the way this team has felt this year and their inability to be consistent in any way.
Well, I'm a little different because I am going to have to be there all five games, right? And I want
and I want to go to the
postseason, and I don't want to mail it in by any means. But you know, I'm asked about that all the time. You think they can win five in a row? I'm like, well, it's a pretty tall task. It doesn't feel like this team can reel off five straight wins, but I'm more than happy to be wrong if they turn it on. I thought the locker room after the game Thursday felt to me like reality set in. Like, I think some other times they're going, all right, get after it the next game, stay together, get after it, we got this, there's time, blah, blah. I felt like the Dallas locker room was a little bit different. Super quiet, super reflective, and it felt like, okay, now it's real. Now we're in some trouble. So we'll see if that brings a big response. I hope it does. They gave the guys, you know, a few days off after Thursday. They were off basically until you know, early in the week. I think they were back to practice the first time right today. So they got a few days off to kind of reflect. I know a few of the guys, George Karlaftis for one, said everybody needs to go and kind of look themselves in the mirror. Hopefully this brings out kind of the best in them, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of people saying, oh yeah, I believe this team can win five in a row and get themselves in the playoffs. I know some of the math is getting a little fuzzy that, well, maybe you can still drop. I would just play this as if you got a one-game playoff every week,
right?
And that's going to be difficult too. That's going to expend a lot of juice having to play that for the next 5 weeks, but that's the position they're in.
We played the audio from Tyrann Mathieu yesterday, and by no means do I actually think they need to, you know, sign him for football reasons necessarily, but do you think, you've covered this team for a bit, you were in the locker room when Tyrann was on this team, do you think they do miss just like the attitude aspect, though, at least, and you know, the competitiveness that he brought every single day?
When he was on, yes. I think when he left, it seemed to me to be the appropriate time to leave. Like, the message had kind of worn thin. Certainly that you know, it felt like there was kind of the finger pointing a little bit more at the end rather than the rah-rah. So I think he left at the appropriate time. Because I think he burns hot and then it goes quickly and it's not maybe a sustainable type of leadership. I think that's why it worked at multiple stops for short periods of time, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I think that's how he best operated. It wasn't like he's going to be a lifelong this person and be able to be in that locker room and say stuff all the time. It just felt like it was like a burn hot quick and then get out. So I think they could use, you know, that type for sure. Because you kind of wonder, like, I know Travis Kelce's, you know, one of the locker room leaders, but he knows his days are numbered. You know what I mean? Like, so what's he's trying to be the rah-rah, but you know, he got kind of 1 foot out the door ish. And Chris Jones is probably playing on his kind of last contract. You know, these guys have been here a little bit while. So do you need like a fresh voice that can come in and be that guy? Maybe so. I don't know that you can sign, you know, Tyrann Mathieu as Raul Banez and have him come in and tell them how good they are. But if you could, I'd sign up for it for sure.
What do you think about so earlier today we'd asked the question, hey, if you could just fix one small thing about the Chiefs for the rest of the way to have the most impact. We had said the defensive line, but a couple of people had said Patrick Mahomes to play better. I think he's playing at an MVP level, and because the team's struggling, it's going less noticed. What level of Patrick Mahomes do you think they're getting right now?
You know, there's a couple games where I went, that doesn't look the same. But then there's other times where it's like, yeah, he's got to pick this team up, put him on his back and go. And the rest of you better be ready to play at his level, and maybe haven't. So if there's one thing I'm going to clean up, it is the penalties. I know it sounds kind of silly, but to me, the derailing offensive penalties, and even last week, like the defensive penalties, right? And I'm not saying the Chiefs don't get handsy in the secondary, and probably, you know, this one caught up to them, and they had a really tough matchup with two really good wide receivers. But it's a different ball game if you're not committing those penalties, right? So I think that there's been enough instances to me where you have, you know, derailing penalties that make everybody go, ugh, and then have to start over again, that if he could take those out and just play clean football, this team is super talented enough to be able to do that. So play clean football, take out the penalties. I don't know about you guys. I'm looking at I've looked at the playoff standings and see, obviously they're on the outside looking in, but I look at all those playoff teams and I'm like, Chiefs can beat those teams. I mean, I know some of them, they haven't, but like, I don't feel like there's an AFC where I look at it and I say, yeah, they can't compete in this thing. They're every bit as good, but they're in a bad way with the record. So I guess I'd throw out the penalties and see what they look like with clean football.
Do you think they win on Sunday and keep this thing alive?
I do. I do think they win on Sunday. I think that, you know, if not now, when kind of has set in, like I said, with the locker room I saw after the game on Thursday, I expect this team to come out with some fire because they know this is it. And I'm sure that, you know, judging by the tone of the city, they know as well that not a lot of people believe. I mean, if there's ever a moment where, you know, we've talked about those artificial chips on the shoulders that the Chiefs have had to create, there ain't an artificial one now. You can just look around and go, nobody believes we can do this. So you go ahead and use all of that fuel and hopefully come out and keep yourselves in the mix. I'd like to see them, you know, I'd like to see them get to the final week and still be in the mix. I can't imagine, you know, missing the playoffs, let alone being eliminated before, you know, the last week of the season would be super odd with this team. So I'm hoping there's a burn there still and they can find a way to stay alive somehow, some way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have a bad, like my worry is I'm kind of with you. I think I could see them winning Sunday and then the 2025 season would tell me they win on Sunday and then they'll lose to the Broncos again or the Chargers. And that's what I think is unfortunately going to happen.
And again, I haven't delved into all the scenarios, but it feels like a Broncos loss wouldn't be the worst thing, right? Because they're just
divisions wrapped up.
The division's wrapped up. They're out on their own. I got to worry about all the wild card-ish teams.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers loss would be devastating. I think you need to have to have that one right head to head. So I don't know. There's so many scenarios out there. I'm trying not to look at them. I think they just need to go out and play as if they need to just win somehow, some way, every single ball game, get themselves in the playoffs and be that team that goes, I don't want to see them now. And then, you know, make all of us collectively Kansas City non-believers that they can get 5 in a row done and go ahead and shove it in their face later.
For sure. Awesome. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong and Kling, they're sending you to, I don't know, Foxborough in a month and a half or something like that. That'd be fun.
I think we'd feel good about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, sure, they've reeled off 5 in a row. Patriots have never been through this before, even though their coach has. I'd take going to Foxborough in a heartbeat. Let's do it.
All right, thanks, Kling. Enjoy the game Sunday. We'll be listening there Sunday night.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.